The Future Lifestyle Pro Podcast. So I didn't do this yesterday because just had a little bit of COVID. You know, I actually thought I was fully immune from getting it. In fact, I thought it didn't exist. Yeah. In fact, I still don't think it exists. I think it's 5G. But anyway, enough about my personal beliefs. No, enough about what's really going on in the world. So, have you got any goals for this year? Did you set any New Year's resolutions and all this? Because, you know, I have. And I think, personally, I think it's good to. Goals are good. New year, new me. New me is good. Every new moment that you come into is a new you. But it's good to draw a line under things and forget the past a lot of the time and start again. Most people, they want more health or better health, more money, or peace from mind, peace of mind. They're typically what most people want. And what I will say, if you do want any of those things, is you better be willing to sacrifice. And most people don't like sacrificing. Most people, you know, if you want more money, for example, most people don't get more money because they're afraid of looking bad. They're afraid of looking like an amateur. If you're from a working class background, most people from working class backgrounds don't like to talk about money because we like to pretend we've got it all figured out. But the very reason we're still in a working class background is because we don't have it figured out. We're so busy seeming like we've got it all figured out, and we're not willing to sort of be humble and let go of our ego and actually get on with being shit at something until we can earn more money. If you're wanting more health, or better health, well, you better sacrifice some of those pleasures that you're partaking in, because it's unfortunate that most of the things that we all like to do are bad for our health. Unfortunately. I think I've tried drinking red wine on the head for a month, but we'll see how that goes. Maybe you want a bit more peace of mind, peace from mind. Well, a quick tip, get off social media, because social media is pretty goddamn toxic for someone's mind. But anyway, so I've spoke about it before. There's a thing called the marshmallow test. They do it on 4-year-olds. It's a test they do on 4-year-olds. So they will put a 4-year-old in a room. They'll offer him one marshmallow. Or if I leave the room and come back in and you've still not touched that marshmallow, I'll give you two marshmallows, little Timmy. And it's a simple test, the marshmallow test. It's really about delaying gratification. And the kids, the 4-year-olds who pass the marshmallow test, is a pretty good indicator of how well they're going to do in life. Because pretty much anyone who does anything good with their life, it's because they've been able to delay gratification for long enough. And the reality is, life is pretty much like a marshmallow test. Life is one big marshmallow test. I say to my daughters all the time, I'm like, don't eat that marshmallow, girls. Don't eat that marshmallow. You know, just wait. But if for whatever your goals are, personally, whatever you've set yourself to do, just figure out a way, just figure out ways, simple ways that you can stay on track, because you're going to fail. You're going to be shit at it. Whatever it is that you're aiming towards, you're going to fall off the wagon. But just keep revising what you're doing and keep going again. Little manageable changes, tiny manageable changes, tiny little incremental changes daily. That's how you eventually get to where you want to be with your goals. Like for me, if I want to learn a new song on guitar, I don't spend 5 hours just playing the same song. I just practice the one song every day for about 3 weeks. And then it's not taking any of my daily routine up. It's not taking any time up hardly. But 3 weeks later, I've got a new song. Same with running. I wanted to get better at running so I could lose more fat. I like my running for my mental health as well. But I started unfit. I wasn't good at running, but I stuck an audiobook on, I stuck an album on, something that made it tolerable, and I just went out on little runs until I got tired and came back. Then I did it again. Then I did it again. Same with meditation. Meditation, it's taken me 4 or 5 years to get to the point I'm at now, and I'm still nowhere near where I want to be with it, but just a tiny bit more every single day. And yes, you will be shit some days. So what? Nobody cares. It's your goal. It's you. No one gives a shit about you, except from you. All right. It's like with my online business that I've got. I just do a little bit every day, just a tiny little bit, half an hour a day, and it allows me to. It grows in the background, so that it allows us to have a bit more of a free lifestyle. But the real key ingredient to all of it is one word: desire. You have to want what it is you're going after. You can't just want to go after it just because you think other people think that. If you really don't want to stop drinking in January because it's really helping you cope short term, then don't. It's your life. But typically, there's two ways of getting what you want. There's either the choice number one, the monotonous eating shit way. Just slowly over time, just repetition, 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 eating shit daily until you get what you want. Like stream carving through a rock. Eventually, what you want will come to you because it'll just sh through sheer persistence. So that's way number one. Now that's a bit slower. Way number two is a lot more difficult, but it's just putting yourself in a difficult situation. So, for example, if you're in sales, you have more conversations. More difficult conversations will lead to more better results short term. You learn faster when you put out of your comfort zone. So go out of your way. Think of ways of putting yourself out of your comfort zone. Like if you want to get fit at running, you could park your car somewhere so far away that you have no choice but to run for it. You're putting yourself into a difficult position. Those are the two ways. So you can either long and monotonous and repetitive, which is good, and that's usually what I do, or shorter and more difficult. Put yourself into a difficult position. And there's something else that I need to start doing, which is apparently really good, is tracking your progress. So whatever it is that you're working towards, like I started about 4 years ago tracking whenever I pick my nose, because I have a habit of picking my nose. So so I had this little book, and every time I picked my nose, I had to write the time, so that by the idea was by the end of the day, I'd look into my little book and I'd be like, wow, I've picked my nose that many times. That's disgusting. I'm not doing that tomorrow. But I was so addicted to picking my nose, I couldn't reduce the amount I was picking my nose. So all the guys at work took the piss out of me. Bogey diary, they called it, and I failed at that. But apparently tracking your progress is really good, and it's something that I need to do more of this year. Removing obstacles. What obstacles have you got? I can guarantee there's one obstacle right now that we're all looking at: Facebook. If you can think of a way to not have to look at Facebook, you will be in a good position to work towards your goals better. Revise your associations. Who are you associating with? The people you are associating with will pretty much dictate what goes on in the rest of your life. If you're hanging around with people who are go-getters, who are achieving, who are doing good things, they're not bitching about other people, then you're going to become like them. But if you're hanging around with a load of negative misery gutses, you're going to be like them, and they're going to drag you down, and you're not going to achieve your goals. So revise your associations. And something else that you could do, I've thought about this myself, I learned recently. What would be the cost of not doing what you want to do? So whatever small or big goal that you've got, what would be the cost emotionally and financially of you not getting the thing that you really want out of life? Because I can pretty much guarantee it's big. It is a big cost, but we just don't see it because it's not right in front of us. Asking people for help, asking someone who's done what you want to do. If somebody's earning a lot more money than you, ask them. It's called having a mentor. They don't have to be your teacher. It's not like Mr. Miyagi. You just have to emulate them and ask them questions whenever they've got a bit of free time. So just don't be afraid to ask people. That's what I love about in our business, in ACN. People really want to help me to get to my next position. That's what we do in our company. We just help the next we help people get to the next position, only if they want to get there. So anyway, the whole point is, you can only control two things. You can control what you visualize, and you can control your actions. That's it. So visualize what you want and take action towards it. Be the person who has the thing what you're after. Become the person before you get it. Start to act as if you already have it. It's not going to go to plan. It's going to fail. You're going to fail. Don't beat yourself up. Just get back on the horse. It's dead simple. It's your goal and you work towards it. If something bad happens, if it doesn't go right, imagine yourself, think back from the future. So, bear with me a second. So imagine, let's just say you want a promotion at work. You want to become the team leader, for example. Imagine yourself in a year from now, you are the team leader, remembering back to this problem that you've just had to face. That problem needed to happen in order for you to get to where you want to be. What will I have learned by the time I'm a team leader from this? What am I learning from this which will make me push me towards becoming a team leader? You know, it's thinking, it's becoming the thing before you get to have it. But ultimately, that's why people say this was supposed to happen. Things happen for a reason. They happen so that you become the person that is worthy of getting the thing that you want. That's why things happen for a reason. They don't happen because you're the center of the universe and it's a magical power. Do they fuck? That's bullshit. It happens because you need to become the person before you get to have the thing. That's all it is. At the end of the day, good or bad, the journey is everything. The failures and the successes are part of the journey. The failures are just as much as part of the journey of the successes. And when you get to the final destination, that's only a tiny bit of time. Your life is the journey. Your life is the journey. So enjoy the journey, good and bad, because this is where we're at, guys. Now is the only moment you're ever going to have. Thanks for watching. I love you. I'll see you later on. Bye. Thank you.